531. PMN News at 12, I'm Vaimaila Leatinu. The Commerce Commission says one New Zealand's breaches of the 111 contact code has put lives at risk. The Commission is taking 1NZ, formerly Vodafone, to court over breaches to the code that ensures vulnerable customers with fibre landlines can still phone 111 during a power outage. Telecommunications Commissioner Tristan Gilbertson says a number of New Zealanders rely on landline phones and have no alternative if it stops working.
There are 684 vulnerable consumers, so not a lot of people, but these are the most vulnerable people in our community. These are the people whose lives are at most at risk in an emergency situation because of health, safety or disability reasons.
1NZ says it has provided 120 emergency cell phones to its customers, but Gilbertson says the company is still falling short of its obligations. The switch from Taiwan to China is not likely to influence the outcome of today's election in the Solomon Islands, but it has brought greater international attention with the US reopening its embassy in Honiara and Australia and NZ stepping up the engagement as well. Radio NZ's Pacific editor Koroi Hawkins says some Solomon Islanders are peeved that they are not being consulted about the switch to China.
The thing that riled a lot of people about the switch from Taiwan to China was the lack of consultation. What they have done since then and with the delivery of the Pacific Games and the beautiful new stadium, some people are being swayed by that huge spectacle. But there are also thinking, analytical, smart, educated people here as well who are also looking at, you know, what's the cost of all this? Where's the strings? What's attached there?
A shark species previously thought to live only as far south as Taiwan has been spotted in the waters of Palau. This is thanks to a deep-sea camera system. The Palau International Coral Reef Center says a Pacific sleeper shark was seen swimming in Palau's waters. The adult male shark interacted with the camera and bait canister, bumping into the camera and moving it. Pacific sleeper sharks are considered to be near threatened and are large deep-water sharks that live at depths of up to 2,000 meters. The finding will lead to further studies by Palau International Coral Reef Center and the National Geographic Society. To sports, a New Zealand Warrior powerhouse says the team will need to be backing themselves more after the club's success over the last year. The Warriors sit at 7th place on the ladder and are coming off a draw against the 8th place Manly Sea Eagles. Prop Adam Fonua Blake says the side's reputation to win games has demanded more effort from the side every week.
It's been a while, but I feel like the jersey and the club's got the respect it deserves. But now it's just knowing that every team's going to be up for it. You can't always fly under the radar. And personally, I like it being, you know, the favourite going into the game. You know, it puts a lot of pressure on us to perform the way that we should. To move to that next level in the NRL, and as a team, we need to go into the games backing ourselves.
And that's PMN News at midday. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmn.co.nz.